This view of Venice by Turner is one of the most important paintings in the Allen's collection, and it's just an absolutely stunning view of the shimmering city of Venice as it sits there on the lagoon at the mouth of the Adriatic Sea. Turner clearly is remembering a sunny day in Venice as he painted this work. He certainly would have painted it back in his studio in England, but he had taken a number of different trips to Venice, starting in 1819, returning a little bit longer in about 1833, and then again for 2 weeks in the late summer of 1840. And since this work was painted in 1841 and exhibited in that year, it's very certain that his visit in the late summer of 1840 was one of the primary inspirations for this work. Every time I see this painting, I'm struck anew by the colors and the glazes and the impasto that are left in it. We see here his light and airy palette of cadmium yellows, whites, and very occasional touches of a deep rusty red. And in a number of places, specifically the clouds, the impasto, that is to say, the thickness of his paint, really remains on the work. And it's something that I think really, as a viewer, connects you to the artist. You can really imagine him putting that paint on the canvas from his palette. This painting, after Turner painted it, was first exhibited at the Royal Academy in London in the year it was made, in 1841, and a number of reviews of that exhibition praised his Venetian paintings at the time. We still have the text of these reviews, and we know that they talked about the clearness of the air and water, and about these paintings being a glorious example of color, leaving, as usual, much to the fancy of the spectator, and absolutely exhorting applause. And I think that that's something you can still see in this work. He made it for his friend, and so there's a very personal connection to the painting, the sculptor Sir Francis Chantrey, who himself was also a member of the Royal Academy and would have known certainly about its exhibition in that year, in 1841. The painting really has an illustrious history. Years after Chantrey owned it, it was owned by the art dealer Joseph Duveen, who sold it to Elizabeth Severance Prentice in 1925. The painting really, therefore, has a deep connection to the founding of the Allen Memorial Art Museum. Mrs. Prentice was the widow of Dudley Peter Allen, for whom we're named. She and Dudley Peter Allen, her first husband, founded the museum in 1915. We opened in 1917. And because Dudley Peter Allen died very early on in the construction of the building, that's why we're the Allen Memorial Art Museum, as opposed to just the Allen Art Museum. She went ahead with the plans in his honor. He was an Oberlin alumnus and grew up here in town on South Professor Street. And you can still visit his native house today, Allencroft, which is now housing Russian students here at Oberlin College. Mrs. Prentice basically bequeathed this work to the Allen at her death, so it's a great link between her and us today, and certainly is one of the most loved paintings in the museum.